Hey everyone, this is Shannon and Wilburn with Just Between Friends, and you're listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Good evening. This is Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson from Minolto Inc. Welcome, everyone. My co-host Deb Evans is, as we say, on assignment tonight. She won't be joining us, but she'll be back next week with a new segment of Geek It Out here on Social Geek Radio. So let's get right into it tonight with tonight's guest, who will be talking with us about some digital marketing and healthcare updates and trends and tips. This is Debbie Harvey, and she's the Vice President of Alignment Strategies for the American Medical Association. How you doing, Debbie?
I'm well, Jack. Thanks for having me. I'm excited because I'm definitely a healthcare geek myself, so this is a very appropriate venue.
Right on. You are in the right place tonight. So Debbie, tell us about your role at the American Medical Association in marketing and communications.
So my role is, as you aptly said, the Vice President of Alignment Strategies, which sounds like almost like a startup title, and it actually covers quite a bit. Alignment Strategies is the idea of helping to connect the dots across the business units of the organization, and we do that through my account team. So I've set them up to have almost beats, almost like reporters, who become extensions of the different business units around the organization to get to know their business units and needs really well so we can partner with them. I also oversee the other side of marketing and operations. So it's a large task, but it's one that I've been really excited as the ECM, we call it the Enterprise Communications and Marketing Group, is truly the agency within the 1,000 employee organization of the American Medical Association.
We talk a lot on this show about organizations and companies setting themselves up to be like a publishing company, and it sounds like you've done the same thing with your group. You're sort of like set up as a publishing company or as an internal agency, creating content and communicating and helping all of those people who probably don't know that much about marketing, right?
That's correct. We have evolved a lot of our marketing communications channels over the last few years. AMA Wire is our newest blog platform. There's so much content from the experts around the building that we're really the ones who are working with them to triage those messages and publish them and get them out through our social channels, through our other channels, through events. And it's been a Herculean effort by the 50 or so strong marketing communications people we have here to support the group, but it's a very rewarding job.
So with so many different disciplines and business units, and I don't even know how many members the AMA has these days, what's the biggest challenge in communicating with all of these folks and aligning all of those messages?
That's a great question, especially since my title has alignment strategies in it. So I'll be really concise, hopefully. I think it comes down to three aspects: communication, the clarity of message, and consistency. And the communication heralds back to making sure my team is embedded in all of the areas across the AMA and all of the work that's ongoing so we can help connect those dots. Then the clarity of message, to your point, it's 1,000 people as employees of the AMA, and we have more than 230,000 members. So really distilling down, what are we working toward? What is our vision? And we've developed and continue to refine what we call our master narratives so that there is one point of truth, one source of truth that people can understand what we're doing and how we should be speaking to our different stakeholders. And I think from a consistency standpoint, that really is supported by the fact that the ECM exists. We don't want different groups running off and doing things off-brand or equally miss an opportunity that would have been made stronger if we had connected the dots. So I think the headline is there are many challenges, but having a centralized group like ourselves, aligned a lot of the work across the organization to make it better and stronger and more visible.
We talked a little bit earlier before we went on the air about Periscope, and I was pleased to hear that you're using Periscope for some of your communications with some of the stakeholders and members. What are you doing on Periscope, and what other social channels are you communicating and engaging with all of those people over?
We're really excited. You know, this is there's a lot of transformation going on within the AMA, and you could say this isn't your father's AMA, so to speak. It's a more than 167-year-old organization, so we've been around a long time, but we're really getting current, too. So we have a social media team. We actually just launched recently a Healthier Nation on Twitter, which is where a lot of our conversation is happening, so I would definitely encourage all the listeners to check that out. And as part of the social media strategy to engage people, we're looking at what the newer technologies are and how do we leverage them in a relevant way. Periscope is absolutely getting a lot of attention, so it nicely combined with our event strategy that we're building. We have partners like Health 2.0, like TEDMED, where we've leveraged our executives to introduce or interview speakers at some of these other events so that we're able to reinforce why the AMA is there and what value we're bringing, but also not just to beat our chest, to catalyze all of this great information that's happening on site in real time at these events.
That's fantastic. And I want to talk a little bit more about the evolution and where all of this is going. But first, tell me about something that you brought to my attention recently. And I wasn't aware of it, but it's something very cool that's right here in Chicago called the Matter at the Mart. Tell me about what that is and what AMA's role and partnership is with Matter at the Mart.
Matter is a great community of entrepreneurs, of innovators, of industry leaders. It actually has a bit of a connection to 1871, even physically. It's next door over at the Mart. And its objective overall is to really connect and promote collaboration among these scientists, physicians, entrepreneurs, et cetera. And the AMA has opened the AMA Interaction Studio earlier this year, February of 2015, to be able to create that connection between entrepreneurs and physicians. There's a ton of people out there who are developing technologies for the physician, the healthcare professional. And physicians as the end user, they are the voice that's really going to help these products and these services be successful. This is the opportunity to pilot and prototype and get their offering in front of the right audience to say yay or nay or to tweak. So the AMA Interactive Studio is actually a physical space where physicians can connect with entrepreneurs either in person or virtually to get a better understanding of what the key challenges in patient care are so we can resolve them with advances in these new technologies.
That's amazing. Without the technology, or I should say without the communication technology, these two groups of people, these entrepreneurs and all of these physicians, would probably never meet, right? They would never meet, they would never talk, and they would certainly never collaborate on anything. So it's really interesting to me how the technology is actually helping other technology and people developing really cool stuff really get off the ground, because without the communications tool in the studio, none of these guys would ever talk to each other, right?
It's a challenge. There are organizations like Health 2.0 that are also trying to facilitate that kind of connection, which is actually why we were primed to have our first partnership ever with them this year. But we're just very excited, to your point, about bringing those groups together. We've already had hundreds of physicians who have either visited Matter and our studio to offer the insight and feedback to entrepreneurs, have been engaged. We actually had another launch, a 2.0 launch, if you will, just more recently, where we've been able to incorporate more technology in our space, 3D projections, virtual displays, next-gen exam room equipment, because we want to be able to simulate what that experience that the patient having is, or what that experience that the physician is experiencing is in a simulated environment, so they can have a real conversation about how their product or service would work. So we think that things like this are going to become more and more common as it moves forward, but we're certainly very excited to be at the forefront of this.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty exciting laboratory for where healthcare is going and using technology to kind of drive it into the places that make sense, like what you were saying about 3D printing and, you know, just the possibilities, right, in healthcare with 3D printing that 5 years ago no one would have guessed or could have even imagined. But, you know, all of these people collaborating together, you can't even imagine what they're going to come up with 5 years from now or even, you know, a year from now, right?
Oh, exactly. We don't know what that next technology is. It's always fascinating to see what's coming out of these collaborations. I think another big aha for us on the AMA front was the identification that there's a segment and a growing one at that of physicians who actually want to be entrepreneurs and or who want to counsel entrepreneurs. Hmm. So the market is there and it's growing. So these physicians are really invested in being able to help make the next generation of healthcare technology work and be successful and really help physicians get back to why they became physicians to begin with, which was to have great patient care. All these other things that get in the way in their practice, all the administration things, that causes burnout for them. So a lot of these technologies are trying to focus on get the joy back in their practice.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. I'm sure a lot of that change in what they want to do and maybe even being an entrepreneur themselves, that's got to be a result of just how everything in healthcare has changed from the ACA and insurance. And everything is just so different than it was just a few years ago. It's got to be sort of driving some of these changes. And here comes this technology. Wow.
Absolutely. And one of our three focus areas is physician satisfaction and practice sustainability, which sounds like a mouthful. We call it PS squared, affectionately internally. And the focus of all of that work, that body of work, is to do both those things, to identify ways to get that physician back to being satisfied, to being a happy doctor. And we've had studies that show the happy doctor means they're helping patients, very simply. And how do we have them help them and support them in having a practice sustainability, given all the environmental issues and factors that are going on in practices right now? We actually, on the digital side, launched what we call stepsforward.org this year in June, and it's a series of online modules that physicians and their support staff can look at, can go through, that really they're small steps that can help transform their practice and make their practices run more simply and more efficiently. So from a digital standpoint, we are trying to peel the onion on all different ways that we can reach our physicians and help them.
That's fantastic. And it sounds like this isn't just a trend. This is really evolution. And it might be fast evolution, but it's really how quickly the entire industry is changing. And you talked a little bit about the partnerships that you guys are developing and how that's sort of working into the evolution. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. I think the partnerships, there's a true understanding that innovation occurs, I think, from looking outside your own walls. So there can't really be this single in-house creation any longer, and that is across the healthcare industry and truly across many industries. And this is already happening through a lot of incubators like Matter, involving big name consumer brands, technology leaders, et cetera. Another area, I think, from a partnership and event standpoint, we're really excited to announce our very own AMA-backed San Francisco Bay Area health incubator called Health 2047. It is exactly in a similar way of bringing physicians and entrepreneurs and AMA ideas together, because we have a real understanding now that not only are physicians excited about this, but we have to look beyond these walls. It can't be single in-house creation. So Health 2047 is going to be our studio, our interactive studio on the West Coast. From an event standpoint, that will be launching in January. And we're building an event strategy that I think is quite smart and thoughtful of identifying who our partner should be to advance our technology, to advance our footprint, and who are the groups that we cannot do this alone and they cannot do this alone, getting back to the physician, the entrepreneur partnership. So together we are stronger. So we've already talked a little bit about Health 2.0 and TEDMED, and there's certainly more on the horizon in 2016 that we're very excited about.
Very, very cool. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight's guest is Debbie Harvey, Vice President of Alignment Strategies with the American Medical Association, which, Debbie, you said, I think you said you have 230,000 members now, is that correct?
Approximately.
Wow. Wow. So definitely one of the biggest associations in this country. But we do speak with a lot of people who work for associations and other groups and nonprofits. Let's talk a little bit about that. What advice would you have for someone who is just starting with an association as a marketing or communications professional? Anything you would tell them to jump on day one?
So many things. So I'll try and distill that down. And you're right, the AMA is the largest physician organization in the country. So I have the opportunity and I guess the honor of working with a larger marketing communications team than most medical associations or even outside healthcare associations have. But regardless of the size of your team, it's critical to remember to get almost outside your walls. I know I said that before, but I actually implement monthly what we call inspiration jams within our own team. And what we do is we actually just come together with one or two ideas about campaigns or out of home or print or digital ideas that they've seen, and what has inspired them about that, why was it inspiring, and actually how can we translate that into AMA work. I think a lot of times associations may get stymied in the sense that, well, we're not Apple, we're not Nike, we're not Google, but the tenets of different campaigns, if you look at a lot of successful content marketing campaigns, you know, the underpinning of that is all about the storytelling and what are you trying to get your customer to feel. There's a lot of great inspirational things outside that associations can learn from and translate. I'd say the second thing that I would say around association work is there's a lot of different business units. There's a lot of different competing priorities. So relationship building is incredibly important. Being able to really spend time to get to understand the mission and the vision, not only of the organization, but the mission and vision of different areas. Because although everything ladders up to one ultimate mission, people are so passionate inside of associations about their work. You want to figure out how to become their strategic counselor and really help take them to the next level. And that just has return in spades.
Fantastic. In our last few minutes here, tell us where people can get more information on some of the upcoming projects and events that you guys are doing. I think you mentioned AMA Wire. That's the blog, right?
That is AMA Wire. Our Twitter hashtag, A Healthier Nation, is where a lot of our conversations are happening. Clearly, you can find the AMA on LinkedIn and Facebook. I would definitely encourage people to engage with us on those social channels.
Okay.
As well, we are going through an entire enterprise digital strategy overhaul website. So please come check out the website. We'll actually be having an entire relaunch of that site next summer.
Cool.
So it will more aptly, I think, succinctly and visually support a lot of the work that we're doing now and in the future.
All right. And if people have specific questions for you, something they heard tonight that they wanted to, maybe ask a follow-up on, is there a good way to reach out to you via Twitter or LinkedIn or any other place?
Absolutely. All of the above. Please look me up on LinkedIn. It's just Debbie Harvey. And on Twitter, it's Chai Dining Digest, which I guess I'll have to admit, I'm a bit of a foodie. I myself will be launching a food blog in January. So I often post both food and marketing information and have conversations on Twitter. And sometimes they converge. Sometimes it's marketing things about food.
Right.
So please feel free. I'd love to continue the conversation. I'm very excited to be on this evening and share all of the great work that the American Medical Association is doing.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure having you on. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. And we will check out everything AMA related on the blog, on the site, and on Twitter as well. And good luck with the new dining venture as well. We will check in with you at some point next year and chat a little bit more about that too.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much, Jack.
All right. Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio, everyone. Good night.